This episode of Rockcast is brought to you by Rock sponsor Intulse, a voiceover IP service provider. Connect with Intulse today at rockrms.com/sponsors. Welcome to today's episode of Rockcast. Thank you so much for joining our team today. I'm Emily Foreman. We have John Edmiston, Nick Erdo, and David Turner today, and we're going to give you a little update on what's been going on here with Rock and with Spark Development Network. John, why don't you kick things off with our current version?
Yes, so 7.0 is out, and we have 7 at this point. 7.2 is the most recent. But 7.3 is fast approaching and coming. So it's in the alpha stage right now, and we're going to be pushing that for a fast release. There are a few bugs that are specifically important that we're trying to address with that. And I would say 7.3, wow, what a wild ride. That was like riding a bull. And luckily, I wasn't the one riding the bull. It was Mike Peterson. I was just a guy trying to say, hey, Mike, over there, there's another one. So big thanks to him for just jumping in there, and I can't think of how many times we repackaged it, because there's always another one and another one and another one and another one. And so I think that's kind of what you see when we have these humongous releases. Like 7.0 was basically almost actually a little bit more than a year's worth of work. And so therefore you have a year's worth of changes and tweaks. And we did some really challenging things about moving data around, and I think what we learned is we don't want to do big, big, huge releases like that. So that was a kind of a crazy 2 weeks trying to get all that organized and project managed and fixed and then repackaged and packaged and packaged. But I think it's there. You know, we hope to release that early next week. So we'll get that out. And then we're already working on 7.4. We already have several fixes in 7.4 also. 7.4 at this point will probably not be such a critical release, so it'll be a little bit longer. Like our normal release cycle would be for a patch release. But there's already definitely several things already fixed in that, and lots of things slated for 7.4.
Should we give a shout out to our volunteer alpha and beta testing teams? They've been on a wild ride too.
Yeah. And I think that's, we keep learning. I think one of the things that we need to keep doing is more and more testing in alpha and beta. What we found in 7.3 is that a lot of those things, you know, hopefully could have been found in alpha and beta. And so now we have a checklist that we're kind of going to be modifying. Right. So one of the things that we found is that we're all of us are doing the testing as logged in as administrator, which makes sense because we're all administrators. But a lot of the bugs were found because normal staff obviously don't have certain rights. And those were kind of hidden by the fact that we all test as administrators. So,
well, this is the good stuff. It's when we can find those little things and tweak our lists and things. So our team's been, the alpha and beta team have been really instrumental in helping us uncover some of those things and then walking through our new processes and things to test. It's a big deal. We couldn't do this without those teams. So,
right. And I always say it's not a mistake unless you make it twice. So
As
we're learning, we're just updating the lists and we get better every time.
That's it. Off we go. All right. So that's where we are currently with Rock. David, could you catch us up on our consulting update for the team?
Sure. We've been busy as usual. Probably the biggest thing we've been doing is a new block for family pre-registration that can exist on your website or even on a kiosk for people, for new families to enter information. And that's something the Crossing has wanted. Price Fellowship and New Spring have also added some input to that. So it should be pretty full featured. Another thing we're looking at is our caching and refactoring that a little bit to be faster and take advantage of some of the distributed caching solutions out there like Redis or Memcached. So that's something we're working on and looking at. Still kind of proof of concept right now. But and then there's some other small blocks that aren't in Core that we've done for like Champion Forest and Willow Creek.
Cool. Well, our events management team is now working on the conference. That's actually really tongue-in-cheek because any of our teams are just same people, different hats.
I was wondering, who are they?
We haven't met them yet.
Why have I been working so hard and where have they been?
So when we all wear the event planning hats, we've been working on the conference coming up next August. And we're still in that early bird ticket purchase phase, so would definitely encourage you, if you're planning on coming and bringing people, get your tickets purchased now. It's $349. The page is rockrms.com/rx2018. This is a good time to buy your tickets. We are going to be posting some more information about our tracks and speakers coming up within the next few weeks. And at that time, we'll probably be increasing to our regular price for the conference. So if it's something you already know you're going to do, go ahead and get in on your ticket purchase now while you can at the best pricing. And speaking of tracks, we took all your feedback. Actually, I was just reading through the surveys from last conference again yesterday. It was really interesting. So it's funny, every year there's kind of a trend in what people are saying about what they'd like to see the next year. And we usually come away with the same awareness of how we need to change the event as well. And we noticed this year we need to be able to specify and add some tracks. They may be a full track, it might be a half track, but the ability to specialize a little bit as our community's grown. So we're building those in right now and want to make you aware of that as you're looking for your budget approval and purchasing tickets. We're going to be having tracks or partial tracks for a lot of really interesting topics that include data, leadership, some things on finance, some involvement, communications and web, probably some things in a partial track for some development. And then, of course, all of the great best practices and recipes from churches that are using Rock. So this is something that not only do you not want to miss if you've been there before, but this is a good time to be bringing the other people on your team that interact with Rock or that could benefit from having technology really power their ministry. So do consider that as you're looking to purchase those early bird tickets.
And we're also having a pre-conference track that will be Sunday afternoon. So Sunday afternoon, if you are new to Rock, you can come and there will be a session, kind of like what we do at the roadshow, maybe a little more in depth. Although some of the roadshows can go pretty long with the Q&A. So, but imagine a whole afternoon of sessions on just getting familiar with Rock. And then at the same time, we will also have something going on for the rock stars and the conference sponsors. So if you were a 2017 rock star, or is this for the 2018 rock stars?
This will be for 2018.
Okay, so they'll get an invite.
They will.
Okay, so forget what I said. If you were a 2017 rock star, you may not be a 2018 rock star unless you really swung hard this past year.
Keep applying yourself.
and then, of course, the sponsors that help fund the event.
Right. So I think it all boils down to, don't book your tickets just yet. We'll get you a little bit more information. When it comes to your travel, do go ahead and grab those conference tickets. But as far as booking your travel, give us just a couple of weeks and we'll get some more information out. But conference sponsors, we like to have you set up the day before and we'll have a little meet and greet for you. So definitely plan on arriving. And that'll be on Sunday. And then we'll have a Rockstar community collaboration before on Sunday as well. And the new to Rock that Nick is referring to is really a great time for people to ask those questions and figure out, hey, how would I make the move? What does Rock look like? Would it work for us? And we had that built into our conference last year. But we're splitting it out and putting it in the day before. It's totally free session. You can go to that and not go to the conference, but we know there are a lot of people that come to the conference to explore Rock, and it's a great way to kick it off the afternoon before and just get those questions answered so you're ready to move on and listen to what else is coming.
And depending on timing, maybe the rock stars will fold back into that at the end. And
ooh, that would be cool.
They can partner up with some rock stars and get even more questions answered.
Right. And there will definitely be time to connect with rock stars at the conference.
Sure.
We're having, as usual, all the community collaboration that you're used to and time to connect with people from other churches will all be built in. We know that's one of the most powerful aspects of Rock. And so that's definitely always going to be something that's right in the middle, the central part of our conference planning.
Now, if you already registered and there wasn't a question on there that said, do you want to attend the new to Rock session? Just realize we'll have an additional registration for that. It's going to be free.
Right.
But if for some reason you registered for the whole event, we'd still love for you to tell us you want to come to the new to rock
right.
session.
And we can ask. We have the registrations in now, so we'll make sure and get that wrapped up. Okay, I think that's all we had to talk about today.
Did we mention the third day that might have some training classes?
Oh, that's right. Right. So we've had some requests, and we may be building in a day after the conference. So do hold off on those ticket purchases again for the airfare. But there may be a time to go and do some deep dives into a few advanced topics that people are really looking for. So we're looking at how we could build that out right now. So heads up on that as well. Yep.
Awesome.
All right. Great. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Rockcast. Have a great day.
This episode of Rockcast is brought to you by Rock Partner Fishhook, providers of website design and development services. Connect with Fishhook today at rockrms.com/partners.